It's all right. You may all come out and thank her.
But in the bullshit department, a businessman can't hold a candle to
three things.
Because I got to tell you the truth, folks. When it comes to bullshit, big time, major league bullshit, you have to stand in awe. In awe of
three things.
You waited too long to make your move, and now you're in the friend zone.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
Listen to me, you. Hey, you.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Oh, yeah.
Come here, cutie. Hey, come here.
You, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Why don't we all turn on together?
During my service in the United States Congress, I took the initiative in creating
three things.
Oh, it's true. It's true. It's true. It's true.
You stupid son of a bitch!
Get in the fast lane, Grandma! The bingo game's about to roll!
Incoming!
Hello?
Well, welcome to Three Things today. I, your hostess, Jenna, am so glad to have you here with me. Today's show is pretty much all about law, and I'm not talking about giving a lecture, so relax, it's okay. It's really all about just how silly we humans of Earth can be. By the time I am finished today, you will know exactly what I mean. Let's get to it, shall we? And thing number one today, like I said, this show is all about laws, which things I have read tons on this last couple of weeks while preparing this show. It occurs to me that I might just be hypercritical of my own country of birth, but some of these laws, actual ordinances on the books, are more than ridiculous. Some of them are just wrong and evil, like the law in Clawson, Michigan that makes it legal for a farmer to sleep with his pigs, cows, horses, goats, and chickens. Insanity, right? But wait, there are many more. In Kentucky, no female shall appear in a bathing suit on any highway within this state unless she be escorted by at least two officers or unless she be armed with a club. An amendment to the aforementioned legislation is as follows. The provisions of this statute shall not apply to females weighing less than 90 pounds, nor exceeding 200 pounds, nor shall it apply to female horses. In Los Angeles, a man can legally beat his wife with a leather belt or strap, but the belt can't be wider than 2 inches unless he has his wife's consent to beat her with a wider strap. Consent should be given prior to the event, as is carefully stipulated. Also in Los Angeles, you cannot bathe two babies in the same tub at the same time, and in Prunedale, California, it is illegal to have two indoor bathtubs in your house. California's crazy. Also there, animals are banned from mating publicly within 1,500 feet of a tavern, school, or place of worship. I wonder how well they stick to that. I wonder how they are supposed to know which place is what. Do the animals in California read? In 1930, also in California, the City Council of Ontario passed an ordinance forbidding roosters to crow within the city limits. Again, I ask, how the heck is a rooster supposed to know whether he is in the right place at the right time? Also, is there a rooster officer? In Arkansas, school teachers who bob their hair are not eligible for a raise. And that brilliant state legislature also passed a law that states that the Arkansas River can rise no higher than to the Main Street Bridge in Little Rock. I wonder how the river is to know that. I also wonder how you fine or jail a river if it exceeds its bounds. I wonder if people in Arkansas realize that a river is an object and can't really think. I also wonder why I wonder these things. Carrizozo, New Mexico has a law that states that it is forbidden for a female to appear unshaven in public. This includes her legs and her face. A law in Fairbanks, Alaska does not allow moose to have sex on any city streets, but you may hunt a bear safely. However, it is illegal to wake a bear for a picture. Okay, so remember that next time you go bear hunting or moose watching. In Ottumwa, Iowa, it is unlawful for any male person within the corporate limits of the city to wink at any female person with whom he is unacquainted. I bet that makes it pretty darn difficult to date. In order for a pickle to be officially considered a pickle in Connecticut, it must bounce. It is illegal to take more than 2 baths per month within Boston confines. I have but one thing to say about that. Ew. In Gary, Indiana, persons are prohibited from attending a movie house or other theater and from riding a public streetcar within 4 hours of eating garlic. That's why it's such a popular travel destination for vampires, you know. In Miami, it is illegal for men to be seen publicly in any kind of strapless gown. I'm sure it has to do with hairy shoulders, 'cause yuck. In Denver, Colorado, it is unlawful to lend your vacuum cleaner to your next door neighbor. It is illegal to say, "Oh boy," in Jonesboro, Georgia. In Pocatello, Idaho, a law passed in 1912 provided that the carrying of concealed weapons is forbidden unless same are exhibited to public view. Okie dokie. It is against the law for a monster to enter the city limits of Urbana, Illinois. Also, if you are a bee, the law forbids you to fly over the village or fly through any of its streets. Bzz bzz. Horses are forbidden to eat fire hydrants in Marshalltown, Iowa. Horses eat fire hydrants. I don't even want to know how that one came about. Poor horse, though, I think. Minors in Kansas City, Missouri are not allowed to purchase cap pistols. They may, however, buy shotguns freely. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, it is against the law to open a soda bottle without the supervision of a licensed engineer. In Memphis, Tennessee, it is illegal for a woman to drive a car unless there is a man either running or walking in front of it, waving a red flag to warn approaching motorists and pedestrians. Also in Tennessee, it is illegal to shoot any game other than whales from a moving vehicle. It is Texas law that when 2 trains meet each other at a railroad crossing, each shall come to a full stop and neither shall proceed until the other has gone. It's illegal in Wilbur, Washington, to ride an ugly horse. In Seattle, Washington, it is illegal to carry a concealed weapon that is over 6 feet in length. Also kinda hard to hide. Ever tried to stick a howitzer in your pants? In Pennsylvania, it is illegal to have over 16 women in a house together, because that constitutes a brothel. However, up to 120 men can live together without breaking the law. Also, in certain sections of Pennsylvania many years ago, the Farmers Anti-Automobile Society set up some rules of the road. In effect, they said, 1. Automobiles traveling on country roads at night must send up a rocket every mile, then wait 10 minutes for the road to clear. 2. If a driver sees a team of horses, he is to pull to one side of the road and cover his machine with a blanket or dust cover that has been painted to blend into the scenery. 3. In the event that a horse refuses to pass a car on the road, the owner must take his car apart and conceal the parts in the bushes. Also, in Pennsylvania, they're brilliant up there, state law prohibits the very subject of the next song I'm going to play for you.
Singing in the bathtub, sitting all alone, sharing on a tonsil, just like a baritone. Singing through the soap suds, life is full of hope. I can sing with feeling while feeling for the soap. Around the bathtub isn't so nice to see, but the ring around the bathtub is a rainbow to me. I can yodel opera, even while I scrub. Everybody's happy while singing in the tub. Never take a shower, the showers like singing in the rain. Oh, there's dirt to be abolished, but don't forget one thing. While a body's washed and polished, sing, brother, sing. Be my love, but no one else can end this yet. Reaching for a towel, happy once again, watching all my troubles go swirling down the drain.
And now for another one of my favorite things to do, the TDIH, This Day in History. As to births, which occurred on November 17th, 1503 was when Il Bronzino, the Florentine painter, famous for decorating the private chapel of Eleanor de Toledo, was born. In 1755, Louis XVIII, the first post-revolutionary king of France, was born. He ruled from 1814 to 1824. 1790 saw the birth of Auguste Ferdinand Mobius, the brilliant mathematician who invented the Mobius strip. 1887, Bernard L. Montgomery, British general from the World War II African campaign, was born. 1904 was the year that Isamu Noguchi, sculptor and winner of the 1963 Fine Arts Medal, came into the world. In 1938, Gordon Lightfoot was born in Ontario, Canada. He is the folk singer that immortalized the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, the ship that was lost along with 29 men to a huge storm on Lake Superior on Friday last in 1975. That's one of my favorite songs, by the way, especially when my friend Dave does it. And in 1942, Martin Scorsese was born in Queens, New York. Boy, has he made some movety movies. And finally, in 1980, Clark Isaac Hansen, to whom we owe thanks, yes, I'm being sarcastic, for the ever-popular song Bop, was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Deaths, which occurred on November 17th, are numerous, but mostly actors and sports stars, which are just too frivolous for me this week, methinks. However, there is one interesting person that died on this day. In 1917, Auguste Rodin, the incredible sculptor, died in Meudon, France. One of his early works, The Age of Bronze, created during his years in Belgium, looked so realistic that he was accused of surmoulage, or taking plaster molds from live models. He didn't do that, by the way. Historically on this day, in 1558, Elizabeth I ascended the English throne upon the death of Queen Mary. In 1796, at the Battle of Arcole, Napoleon I's French forces beat the Austrians in Italy. In 1800, Congress held its first session in Washington, D.C. And in 1853, street signs were authorized at San Francisco intersections. On this day, in 1869, the Suez Canal, one of the first traverses in the 19th century, which spanned 163 kilometers or 101 miles and took nearly 11 years to complete, opened in Egypt, allowing two-way north-to-south water transport between Europe and Asia without circumnavigation of Africa. In 1894, the daily racing form was founded. That made gambling lots easier. And in 1913, the Panama Canal opened, obviating the long and treacherous route via the Drake Passage and Cape Horn at the southernmost tip of South America. A ship sailing from New York to San Francisco via the canal travels 9,500 kilometers or 6,000 miles, which is well under half the distance of the previous 22,500 kilometer or 14,000 mile route around Cape Horn. Boy, that just saves a lot of time. In 1927, a tornado hit Washington, D.C., which is just weird. In 1937, Britain's Lord Halifax visited Germany. it was the beginning of the appeasement. In 1945, a new world airspeed record of 606 miles per hour, or 975 kilometers per hour, was set by H.J. Wilson of the Royal Air Force. That's fast. 1959 saw De Beers, the famous diamond firm of South Africa, announcing the creation of the first synthetic diamond for sawing stuff instead of pretty sparklies. Mm-hmm. In 1962, President John F. Kennedy dedicated Dulles International Airport outside of Washington, D.C. On November 17, 1966, the Leonids meteor shower peaked at a massive 150,000 plus meteors per hour. What a sparkly sky that was. 1967, Surveyor 6 became the first man-made object to lift off of the moon. You might remember me a couple of weeks ago on the TDIH mentioning the launch of the Lunokhod 1. Well, this Friday in 1970, Russia landed the Lunokhod 1, which was an unmanned remote-controlled vehicle, on the moon. In 1973, then-President Nixon told the Associated Press, and I quote, "People have got to know whether or not their president is a crook." Well, I am not a crook. Whatever. In 1977, Egyptian President Sadat formally accepted an invitation to visit Israel. In 1988, Benazir Bhutto, the first woman to lead a post-colonial Muslim state, even though she was deposed some 20 months later, won her election to prime minister in Pakistan. In 1993, the U.S. Congress voted for NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, which made some happy and pished some right off. Insofar as religious history goes, November 17th in the year 3, B.C., that is, according to early Christian theologian Clement of Alexandria, is when Jesus Christ was born. So there you have it. Pretty darned interesting day this one has been throughout history. Again, if I missed something wildly interesting, I'm sure you will let me know. And you can do that on the homepage of this show, threethings.podomatic.com.
Had enough of all those cop shows? Of course not. That's why you'll love the Cop Channel. Constant cop shows 24 hours a day. Tonight at 8, Tyne Daly teams up with the world's smartest police dog on Cagney and Lassie.
Okay, crime ball, hold it right there.
All right, I'll do whatever you want. Just keep that drooling mutt away from me.
Don't you call my Lassie a mutt?
I was talking to the dog.
Then at 9, Richard Simmons hits the streets of San Francisco as an undercover cop in an all-new Dragnet.
Up against the wall and spread him, bucko. Ooh,
at 10 o'clock, he's mad, he's blue, and he's taking Sesame Street back from the bad guys. He's the Rookie Monster.
Hold right there, creep. Me see you. Drop cookie and move away from jar.
So come check out the lineup tonight on the Cop Channel. Constant cop shows 24 hours a day. It's positively arresting.
And thing number two, stupid world laws. Laws are funny things. Not only do people keep trying to break them all the time, but you have to make sure that they are up to date to keep pace with changes in society. In the UK, it's the Law Commission's job to search out such laws and add them to a repeal bill, which gets passed by Parliament every few years. But there are still loads of bizarre laws out there that have never been revoked. Here are just a few of them from around the world. United Kingdom first. It is illegal to sell most goods on a Sunday. This law is mostly ignored. It is, however, legal to sell a carrot. It is also legal to sell it at any price and to give free gifts with it, such as anything else one might want to buy on a Sunday. If someone knocks on your door and requires the use of your commode, you must let them enter. It is legal for a male to urinate in public, as long as it is on the rear wheel of his motor vehicle and his right hand is on the vehicle. All English males over the age of 14 are to carry out 2 hours of longbow practice a week, supervised by the local clergy. No boy under the age of 12 may see a naked shop mannequin. No one is allowed to die in Parliament, well, except for the Queen. Westminster is a royal palace, and anyone dying in a royal palace is eligible for a state funeral. So, to avoid a costly funeral, if anyone does die, his or her body is removed before the death certificate is issued. In Liverpool, it is illegal for a woman to be topless in public except as a clerk in a tropical fish store. In Bristol, lovers are not allowed to kick a dog out of bed, as apparently a dog, but not a cat, has the right to be a voyeur. London taxi drivers are supposed to ask passengers if they are suffering from smallpox or the plague, since carrying sufferers is illegal. A law introduced in 1307 ensures that the head of any dead whale found on the British coast becomes the property of the king, and the tail belongs to the queen, should she need the bones for her corset. It is illegal to wear armor in the Houses of Parliament. It is still an offense to beat or shake any carpet, rug, or mat in any street in the Metropolitan Police District, although you are allowed to shake a doormat before 8 a.m. And finally, possibly the silliest of them all, it is illegal to be drunk on licensed premises, i.e. a pub or bar. I think somebody's missing the point there. That's enough on the UK. How about Canada? In Calgary, there's a bylaw that is still on the books that requires businesses within the city to provide rails for tying up horses. In the Philippines, cars whose license plates end with a 1 or 2 are not allowed on the roads on Monday, 3 or 4 on Tuesday, 5 or 6 on Wednesday, 7 or 8 on Thursday, and 9 or 0 on Friday from 7 a.m. onwards to keep roads free of traffic jams. In Singapore, it is illegal to come within 50 meters of a pedestrian crossing marker on any street. That probably makes it rather difficult to drive. In South Korea, traffic policemen are required to report all bribes that they receive from motorists. In Sweden, prostitution is legal, but it is illegal to use the services of a prostitute. In Switzerland, it is illegal to flush the toilet after 10 p.m. In Thailand, it is illegal to leave your house without wearing underwear. You know, the world is a pretty crazy place sometimes, and people do some pretty crazy things sometimes, and it's crazy, but sometimes people forget their panties. But are actual laws dealing with that really necessary? I know my own opinion. What's yours? If you would like to share it, you can do that on the homepage of the show. In the meantime, I am wrapping up this segment, thing number 2, for this day. Guess what's next? That's right, the GWOD, Grandiloquent Word of the Day. Brought to you, as always, by my fingers, my pocketbook, and the lovely folks at the Grandiloquent Dictionary online. You can find the link to that on the homepage of the show, threethings.podomatic.com. This is episode number 41 of said show, and that means we are back to that wonderful letter, the outstanding, the opportune, the oviform, letter O. Our word for today, beginning with O, is oligophrenic. It is pronounced oligophrenic. It is spelled O-L-I-G-O-P H-R-E-N-I-C. And it is an adjective meaning being mentally deficient, having less than normal mental development, or having a small brain. Its origination is circa 1895 to 1900. It is a combination word made up of oligo, meaning few, from the Greek oligos, phren, meaning mind, and also from the Greek phrenos, meaning mind, and it has the tiny but brave and meaningful ik stuck on the end, which just means relating to or characterized by, also from the Greek ikos. Put them all together, and what have you got? You have the word I'm talking about, oligophrenic. In a sentence for you, the whole world and every country in it should pass legislation that candidates for any office, and especially any office of leadership over an entire country, should have to be tested to make certain that they are neither criminal nor oligophrenic. Again, I'm just saying, my soapbox. So there we are, my tuppence worth of thought and a really neat word. Two birds, one stone. I love that. Hey, don't be oligophrenic, small-minded, about visiting the Grandiloquent Dictionary online to learn more big O hunkin' words. It's always there for you. You know where to find the links.
Hey, kids, there's a new cartoon show for you Sunday morning.
I'm Popeye the Holy Man. I live in the Vatican. Eat spinach for dinner, then bless all the sinners. I'm Popeye the Holy Man.
This week, Popeye baptizes Brutus.
Hey, Popeye, takes off that big dumb hat before I knocks it off.
Oh, yeah? Take this, you big palookas.
Holy water, Popeye.
And next week, Popeye hears Olive Oil's confession.
Oh, my gosh.
Be there, or be St. Peter's Square for...
Popeye the Holy Man.
How embarrassing.
And thing number three today, stupid sex laws around the world. Did you know that in the state of Alabama, it is illegal to own a sex toy? In fact, of all the U.S. states and countries other than Afghanistan, Alabama has some of the most bizarre statutes. For example, a section of the obscenity statute of Alabama makes it unlawful to practice, distribute, or otherwise sell sexual devices that are marketed primarily for the stimulation of human genital organs. Alabama regards these products as obscene, and also states that there is no fundamental right to purchase a product to use in the pursuit of having an orgasm. The punishment for this crime? You can be fined and even jailed, even though these statutes go against the 1st, 4th, 5th, 9th, and 14th Amendments of the United States Constitution. There are 4 Alabama women currently challenging this law. Also in the states, if you are a man living in Connersville, Wisconsin, it's illegal for you to fire a gun when your female partner is having an orgasm. And in Willowdale, Oregon, it's illegal for a husband to curse during sex, so no naughty talking there. In Oblong, Illinois, it is punishable by law to make love while hunting or fishing on your wedding day. No man is allowed to make love to his wife with the smell of garlic, onions, or sardines on his breath in Alexandria, Minnesota. If his wife so requests, the law rules that he must brush his teeth. And after lovemaking in Ames, Iowa, a man isn't allowed to take more than 3 gulps of beer while lying in bed with you or holding you in his arms. Bozeman, Montana has a law that bans all sexual activities between members of the opposite sex in the front yard of a home after sundown, if they're nude. Apparently, if you wear socks or are gay, you're safe from the law. In hotels in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, every room is required to have twin beds, and the beds must always be a minimum of 2 feet apart when a couple rents a room for only one night, and it's illegal to make love on the floor between the beds. Owners of every hotel in Hastings, Nebraska, are required to provide each guest with a clean and pressed nightshirt. No couple, even if they are married, may sleep together in the nude. nor may they have sex unless they are wearing one of these clean, white, cotton nightshirts. Okay? An ordinance in Newcastle, Wyoming specifically bans couples from having sex while standing inside a store's walk-in meat freezer. Okie dokie. A state law in Illinois governs that all bachelors should be called master, not mister, when addressed by their female counterparts. I have no words for that one. Wait, yes I do.
Bullshit.
In Norfolk, Virginia, a woman can't go out without wearing a corset, while in Maryville, Missouri, women are prohibited from wearing corsets because the privilege of admiring the curvaceous, unencumbered body of a young woman should not be denied to the normal red-blooded American male. Again, apparently, people doing it in cars bothers a lot of folks because there are a lot of laws to do with that particular act. For example, for anyone into dogging, it's quite safe to make love while parked in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Police officers aren't allowed to walk up and knock on the window. Any suspicious officer who thinks that sex is taking place must drive up from behind, honk his horn 3 times, and wait approximately 2 minutes before getting out of his car to investigate. I bet some cop caught some state official doing it in his car, and thus the birth of this law. Oy. Lovers in Liberty Corner, New Jersey should avoid satisfying their lustful urges in a parked car, because if the horn accidentally sounds while they are frolicking behind the wheel, the couple can face a jail term. In Carlsbad, New Mexico, it's legal for couples to have sex in a parked vehicle during their lunch break from work, as long as the car or van has drawn curtains to stop strangers from peeking in. In Helena, Montana, the law says that a woman can't dance on a table in a saloon or bar unless she's wearing at least 3 pounds, 2 ounces of clothing. I wonder who measured that and what exactly it was they measured. Women aren't allowed to wear patent leather shoes in Cleveland, Ohio, because a man might see the reflection of something he oughtn't. No woman may have sex with a man while riding in an ambulance within the boundaries of Trimonton, Utah. If caught, the woman can be charged with a sexual misdemeanor and her name is to be published in the local newspaper. The man isn't charged, nor is his name revealed. That's not very fair. Nudity laws are also either stripped down or grossly overdressed, depending on where you are in the world. Le Cap d'Agde in France is an entirely clothing-optional city with a population of 40,000 people. Thousands of bear buns bake on beaches in Europe, Australia, and Canada, and naturist joggers publicly flap and jiggle in San Francisco's annual Bay to Breakers foot race. But more ominously, skin is a carnal crime elsewhere. It is a crime for college girls to be unveiled in Algeria and Afghanistan, and in Iran, women are actually flogged by morality patrols if their lovely hair slips wickedly out of their veils. The freedoms women now take for granted in lots of places still don't apply in many countries. Afghanistan is not a pretty nor a permissive place. A woman recently had her thumb chopped off simply for wearing nail polish, and women can't walk on the street with men who aren't their relatives. What's the fine for that? Nothing scanty. 100 public lashes if she's unmarried, and a grisly rock death if she is someone's shamed spouse. Well, I'm not sure why anyone thinks they have any right to say what someone else can or can't do within the privacy of their homes and lives, but whatev. At least some people, like those women in Alabama, are willing to fight for change. I say huzzah to them, even as I say goodbye to this thing, thing number 3, for today. Well, that's that. See what I mean about we silly humans? I don't think I even need to say another word about any of that. It stands silly, righteous, and idiotic all on its own. As always, comments or suggestions for the show or the hostess, that's me, Jenna, are welcome. And as always, said comments and suggestions can be left on the homepage of the show, threethings.podomatic.com. They are most appreciated, of course. I hope you come back and join me next week for more of Three Things. And until then, be careful. You never, apparently, know if what you might be doing might be illegal. Better check. Also, until then, sometime in the week, maybe a couple of times if you need it, find a mirror, look into it, give yourself a stern yet gentle look straight into your own eyes, be serious now, and just forgive yourself and be happy. Good day.
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap!
What the hell do you think you're doing?
All in all, I say we've been very lucky around here. Nothing to do now but wait for orders from the authorities and relax.
Sometimes I wish God would give me a Holy Ghost machine gun. I'll blow your head off.
Nip it in the bud!
We're getting screwed.
The subject was booked under Section 601, in danger of leading an idle, dissolute, or immoral life.
You use your tongue prettier than a $20 whore.
I have something to say. It's better to burn out than to fade away.
Cut it out!
Go on! Leave! Get out!
Goodbye, you lazy pig-nosed rubber-faced bastard.
This disc will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
It's dead, Jim.
We didn't do anything like that.
Scotty, beat me up.